Rabbi Sarah on the bottom of Chaf Hema Bey's new Perek, Perek Revi'i. Barishayna hayo oimrim malakit adam. Eitzim ba'avonim ba'asavim mitashalai. Kederkshu malakit mitashal chaveri. Initially, in the beginning, Chacham said a person can gather sticks and stones and grasses from his field in the same way that he can gather it from his neighbor's field. So let me just as a slight introduction, you see that little introduction there. What we're talking about is basically what we've been talking about, which is the appearance of it's either Isser or Marasayan of clearing your land in order to plant. And I say it's probably much more Marasayan, but if you want to go there, if you want to say this is like a tolda of Choresh, which is clearing land, remember what we said. That's a very big rule in this Masechta. Toldos in Shvius are the Rabbanon, always. In other words, only the things that are enumerated in the Pasuk are really also Daraisa. So some things, even if you say what we're talking about is a tolda, it's not going to be, we're not talking about anything that's also on a Daraisa level. And so it's Rabbanon or Marasayan Rabbanon, that kind of thing. So a person may gather these things in the way he's allowed to gather it, because he's always allowed to gather things from his friends, because a person doesn't clear land for his friend, so it doesn't look like he's doing any kind of melacha on shvius. So he's allowed to do it for himself. And I'm not turn the page. Chafav mit aleph esagas. He's permitted to do it. Only large sticks, large stones, and a lot of grasses, right? That's the way it used to be, okay? And of course, we know large is a relative thing. Larger than, it's not a shear, okay? It's larger than whatever else is in the sada, okay?
Which was the opposite of what we learned yesterday. It's only if you can put it on your shoulder. Those were large, right?
Okay.
You could put three.
Okay.
Two, three.
So we're gonna. Good question, and we're gonna see it at the end of the daf.
Okay.
Basically, what Sammy is asking is, what do you mean avonim? We just had a half a perek shlishi talking about avonim. You can gather it if there are avonim on the bottom of it, if it's. Avnei Kosef, certain size. Okay. So there's two ways of saying it. Either you just take this out, and that seems to be, when we get to the end of the daf, you'll see it seems from the Gemara that it's not in there. That's the easier
in
way.
In our Gemara.
In our Mishnah. The easier way of reading the Gemara we're going to read at the end of the daf is that it's not. If you want to say it's in there, you want to keep it in there, what you have to say is as follows, just a little bit. You have to say that this Mishnah comes before the other Mishnayos. Meaning, first there was a gzeira, only take large and not small. And then, as we're about to learn, they said, forget it. You're not taking anything from your sada, because we're worried about Ramayim and people that are going to do a shtick, right? So once you have that later takana that you're not allowed to do anything, comes the Mishnayos in Perek Shlishi and says, okay, even though you're not supposed to do really across the board any avonim, avnikas if you can, or if you're taking an even from on top of an even, you can. So this Mishnah comes actually before the Mishnayos in Perek Shlishi, okay? That's another way of learning it. Okay? When people were abusing this gezeira, and they said, people came over there and they said, There was nothing small. You know, they gathered everything, say, oh, there was nothing small, or they lied about it, all right, or rationalized, whatever. So hiskinu, so the takana was, shehei zeh malakit mitoy shol zeh, v'zeh malakit mitoy shol zeh. Everybody could clear everybody else's, right? Not their own. Shalei b'tayva, without any benefit, meaning there cannot be an agreement, a prior agreement, which says if I scratch your back, you scratch mine. If I do your stones, you'll clear my stones. That was called tova. That's a benefit. You could not have said that, okay? And anything that was like that. And even the Rambam even goes further. You see, you couldn't even acknowledge after the fact, not only before the fact, but you couldn't even acknowledge after the fact, thank you, you did a good job. Shalom b'tova means shalom b'tova, according to the Rambam. Like, really, really machmer on that. Certainly you couldn't do it, you couldn't barter it for food. You couldn't say, if you clear my stones, I'll buy you a meal at the Serengeti. You couldn't do that. Okay? Some even go so far to say, as Shalom B'tova meant, they only want to be gairis, talking about girsos, they were only gairis, shehezeh malaket mitoy shel zeh. One person could clear another person's. Reuven could do Shimon's, but Shimon could never reciprocate. Because that would be, so there are Rishonim that are not even gairis that. Don't even want to go that far. Okay? So that was the Gzeira. Okay? So the Gemara says, we're still on Chaf Vavam at Aleph 26a, Berishayna Hayu Aymrim, we're 26a too. Berishayna Hayu Aymrim, right? Initially we said this, now we made a Takana. Amr Rabbi Yayna, Hachin Tzarcha Misnei, this is how the Mishnah has to be understood. Berishayna Hayu Aymrim, Malakit Adam, Eitzim Basavim, Mitok Shalayas Agas Agas. Initially, a person could gather large eitzim and asovim from his own. Kederach shu malakeit b'shel chaveri bein dakim begasim. In the same way that it was always mutter to gather from his friend's field, no matter what the size, right? In that same way, he was allowed to only gather from his own field, gasim. For the same reason, for the Marasayan reason. That's how you have to understand it. Just parenthetically, you see in that the way Rabbi Yonah says he's not Gairus Avonim, right?
No.
He leaves out Avonim, okay? So, and Echshadim Liois Malakdim, and when the Ovir Avera got out of hand, and as this art scroll says, situation deteriorated, people started being suspected. And they pretended to say, we only gathered the larger ones. Hiskinu, shehezeh, malak matay shel zeh, v'zeh malak matay shel zeh, shelay b'tayva. That's when they were misakin. One person can gather from the other person's without any benefit. So Rabbi Yaina goes on to say, big chiddush, a third gzeira, a third level, okay? Nechshadu liyois malakdim b'tayva. Then there started being suspicions of people that were trading off, right? And exchanging benefit for doing it. They said, no, we didn't have any, there was no shenanigans. We did it straight. There was no quid pro quo. There was no corruption involved here. Hiskino, after that, sheyumivim and akarvim and amatzoi. Then they went even further and they said, you're not allowed to gather from a friend's unless it is close and accessible. Unless it's close and accessible.
Realize it's only locked for you, apparently.
Okay, what does close and accessible mean? I think most of the Mefarshim say it means just something that's around, a field that's around, meaning hefker. But others say, and I mean, it doesn't really sound like hefker. Karav and Matzah, it doesn't sound like hefker. So others explain, and this includes a lot of people explain, including Reb Chaim. He says it means only from the house or the courtyard, but not from the field. Or if it's in the field, at the edge of the field, right. But so he can't go into the field.
Yeah. When the guy was building the fence,
yes.
The wall.
Yes. Yeah. Like something that's exactly something. Right. Something that's like you could go reach it and something like that. So, but I'm not necessarily talking about Africa. But so that is a really, really stringent. Now we're down to like. We cut all the layers. You can hardly collect anything. Reb Zeira, Rishaina, Miskayemes. The first two Gezeiras were Niskayim, but the last one that Reb Yoina said was not Niskayim. And the Lashon of Niskayim, some want to explain, means this is making reference to the famous klal we have that if there's a gezeira she'ein rov hatzibur yicholim lamed ba, it doesn't stick. So what Reb Zeira is reporting is the first two gezeiras stuck, the third one was too much. That was too much and it didn't stick. Okay. Ha'isa behem taisham. So here is an exception to the iser. Right, we said that we're you're not allowed to collect from your own, right? You can't collect from your own field, even large or small. Okay, that was the second zera. So is this always? Is this straight across the board? So the Gemara says no. Ha'isa behemtai sham, behemtai mechachas olav. If he had an animal which he had to feed, it's obvious that he's not doing it to clear his field. So he is allowed to take from his own. Or haisa ki rasoi sham, if he had an oven there that he had to, then he needed the wood for, the wood of the grass. Rasa mechachas olav. So again, there's a haichacha there that he is not using it, he's not taking these things to clear his field. Now the...
Well, you just like, you know, you can clear your friend's field or not clear your friend's field. You can work it out. On Shvius, you're feeding your animal from the field, so you can clear your field.
Listen, your animal needs to be fed. What, are you going to go to Petco? I mean...
What I'm saying, you can work it out that you're clearing your field because you're taking your animals out to the field and feeding your animals constantly.
But right? That's totally okay. To do that, because you need it to feed your animals. Oh, if you're in fact feeding it your animals, if your behemoth is there, okay.
Right.
So maybe I think the Rambam is kind of the Rambam's kind of alluding to what you're saying.
Right.
He says this exemption that permits you to do this is only if you're placing it in front of the animal. You're not going to let you get away with an excuse as, oh, I need it for my animals. If your animal's there, you got to put it in front of your animal. If you need it for your wood stove, you got to go right into the wood stove. And he also adds, and he says something else. The Rambam, he says, and this is counterintuitive. Usually, you know, we were talking about larger and leave smaller. In this case, when you use the exemption for this, you have to use large and small, because that doesn't make. That's definitely not a haichacha if you're just taking one size and not the other. For animals, you're not makbid, right? If anything, you use smaller ones, right? But that wouldn't be true, I think, about...
And then stones wouldn't work at all.
Right. This is nothing to do with stones. Again, back to that point, if you're not going with stones, it makes a lot more sense, right? He says that, he says it's on 26A3 in that footnote 15...
Right.
Gishmak Rambam there. He says the difference between the two cases is the amount of grass or wood permitted. In the first case, he is limited to collecting an amount that is usual for an animal to eat. If it collects more than that amount, it would seem as if it's not intended for the animal. In the second case, there's no, he's not limited. Mm-hmm. And another limitation is that you have to actually collect both. Okay?
So the field is still clear.
I mean, I don't know how clear it is. Yeah,
saying,
but
like,
remember,
oh, I want to open the refrigerator
we're talking
door,
about the abundance.
Talking
about the abundance of Mara science.
Yeah,
so
that's, I understand, but I'm saying the bottom line is after he does all of this thing, Shalol Hashem clearing the field, the field is clear.
Well, that's what Sammy is saying. So, okay, I mean, at the end of the day, you could clear a field.
So I'm saying, but
that's fine. It's fine to clear your field as long as that's not your kavana. If you're not tricking, if you're not doing a shtick here, right? It's fine.
Well, that's not. They didn't say that. They didn't say you can't do the shtick over there with your friend's field and your other friend, and you can't switch. The Gemara is telling you can't do that shtick here. They didn't say that.
No, for sure, it's the same here. If mechachas halav means if you need it for your animal,
right?
I mean, so. What do you mean? So you mean you can do shtick? You can do a shtick.
You figure it out that you're going to divide your field like this, and every time you take your animal to another part of the field, and you have it clear. Here it's saying that as long as you're not showing Maris Ayin here, and you don't have an agreement with somebody else, you could do this.
As
shtick.
Long
this
as you really,
real shtick
but
that
as,
you could
it's
do.
Not a real shtick. As long as you're using it for your animal, it's totally mutter. As long as
I
you're
understand.
Using it for your animal, it's totally mutter. Why is it a shtick? It's not a shtick.
Well, because you wouldn't normally do this on a regular basis.
No. Why do you say that? Of course you would regularly do it on a regular basis.
Oh, so you're
going to
do this in year 3 and 2 and 1 and 5?
Yeah. You mean all the other years he goes to Petco, and then here he wants to go. Okay.
Well, he doesn't have the use of the field, right? Because the field is, he's harvesting whatever he wants and selling it.
No, I didn't take it that way at all.
Okay.
I didn't read it,
right.
But I'm saying I didn't take it that way. Right. I think the whole point is mechachas halav means no shtick. I mean, it's real.
Right.
Okay. If it's not real, it's not real. We're going to get to the end of the Gemara. Is going to talk about people have to be honest with themselves. At the end of the day, this is the kind of thing you could always fool somebody and say this or say that or say this. So at the end of the day, you're the only one. Hashem is looking, and that's it. What?
Your heart knows.
Your heart knows, and the Gemara is going to talk about it. Okay? Okay. So now, so I just want to mention one thing before we go on. I think I have a little bit of time. The one thing you got to know is a machlokes rishonim about the gzeira. When the chachamim said, I can collect for you and you can collect for me, does it mean that I can collect, Reuven can collect in Shimon's field?
Hello.
I'm sorry. Reuven can collect in Shimon's field large and small, or only large? What was the gzeira? So there's a machlokes. Some say that after the gzeira, you could only collect, just like the original Takana was only large, Reuven can only collect Shimon's large stuff, but not large and small. Some say, no, once you collect in somebody else's field, just like in the beginning, you could always collect large and small in somebody else's field, after the Xeri you can. Keep that in mind as we learn this, okay? And here's the reason, because we're about to do a couple of these Ibayas, right? And it seems we're reverting back to the original before the Gzeira. It seems. Because the Gemara says, Likip Gassim, let's say you gathered a large amount. Mal Shiyasu Yalakim and Agassim Shibidakim. Can you go back and can you go back? In other words,
the big ones. And
yeah, in other words, first you took the big ones relative to the medium and the small. And you left medium and small, can you now do a second round and say, okay, the medium now is large relative to the small, so I'm again doing gassim. Can you do that? Okay?
And that's not a shtick.
And that's not a shtick, of course not. And the Gemara, so the Gemara says it is a shtick. In Omar at Kain, Afel Malaket is called Sadiha B'Shvias. Then you're gonna for sure end up, you know, clearing your entire. That's too much subject to shtick. So again, getting back to the point of that Machlokes Rishonim, if you're talking about the Shita, that even you may not even collect large or small in somebody else's field, then this would be a practical kasha, because you have to know whether you can go back to your friend again. If you're only allowed to do large, then this makes sense. If you can do large and small, it doesn't make so much sense. In other words, it's not like lach lamaisa. It's only the original gzeira we're talking about. And similar, right? Another thing. On 26A4, Haisa Sadeh Malaya Gassin. What do you do here? Let's say you didn't have large, medium, and small sticks. You only had large sticks. Can you collect all of the large sticks and leave nothing? Or when you have only large sticks, do you have to collect large and collect mostly what you have, but leave over a couple to show you're not clearing. Okay? So the Gemara says on that, Tarte Masnion. We actually have two Mishnayos, Chada Amra Shri, the Chada Amra Asr. One implies that it's Mutter, one implies that it is Asr. And now we are on Chaf 26b, Chaf Vav Amid Beis. The first Mishnah said that we're going to use, we had already, Hamasakal Sodeyu, if one clears stones from his field, he may take the upper ones and he has to leave the lower ones. So what do you see? This Mishnah tells us that it's mutter, because as long as you leave over, right? As long as you leave over, it is mutter. In other words, no question. That's what you know from this riot. No question, if you only have large ones, you may not clear all of the large ones. That's a dover pashut. But this Mishnah sounds like when you have something that you really are not allowed to clear, as long as you leave over some of that, it's okay. But and right? The other Mishnah is a Mishnah that we're going to have later that... that regards, how are you allowed to thin out an orchard, an olive orchard? Do you have to thin out the olive orchard by completely removing the tree that you take out, or is it enough just to cut it down to a tefach, but you're allowed to leave that bottom stump? Can you leave the stump? Beis Shammai says you got to up if you're thinning it, which is called meidel. If you're thinning it, you could. Beis Shammai says take the whole tree out. Beis Hillel says you can leave a stump. Okay, if you're clearing a whole patch completely, even Beis Hillel says, if you're clearing a patch, you got to uproot the whole tree, not leave the stump. Okay, so the Gemara is only going to quote from the Reish of the Mishnah. Ezeo Hameda, what's considered thinning? Achas Eshtayim, one or two trees, and that's the Machlekes Beshavu Beshilo. However, if you're not thinning, if you're clearing a patch, even Beshilo's Maida that you have to take out everything, okay? But you are allowed to leave. You are allowed to leave the other trees, right? That's the point. Even if you're taking out a couple of trees, you can leave the other trees. Even if you're clearing, even though Bisham Beis Hillel holds, you have to take out the whole tree. You're leaving a whole bunch of other trees, right? So what's up with that? So, I don't know if I got this clear. Okay. He says, this is forbidden, although he leaves many other trees standing. In the same vein, in the absence of small sticks stones, it is forbidden to clear the large ones from the field. In other words, that's the point. Because Beis Hillel said, when you do the clearing, when you clear, you have to leave the stump. Even though there's other trees. So you see, when we look at what you're actually taking out, and what you're actually taking out is clearing, you can't do it. You cannot do it. That's the raya. It's according to Beis Hillel. We are focused on Beis Hillel. The raya, meaning our raya that we're trying to bring. Remember, let's take it back a little bit. What do we try to prove?
Beis Hillel said you can pull out a couple of trees.
You can pull out the machlekas, Sammy. Machlekas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is whether you have to uproot them or can you leave.
Right.
Okay, that's stump. Okay, when you're doing one or two trees, Beis Hillel says you can leave a stump.
Right.
If you're doing more, and you're creating a karachas, you're creating a clearing. They're both mita. Beis Hillel also says that you have to pull out the whole thing. Okay, the question is. Why is Beis Hillel machmer in the place of clearing if you have other trees around it, surrounding trees? Just because it's a clearing, what's the big deal? Says the Gemara, from here, you have a raya, chada amra asr. You have a raya that it's asr because it's considered whatever you take out, you are not allowed to leave over, right? So it, when you take the stump out with it, It's clear. It's mechachas love what you're doing. If you're not taking the stump out with it, it's not. I'm not so clear with it. We'll probably have to get to it to understand it better. I will say, not in my defense, but I will say that the Gra switches this around, these rayas, and he thinks this is a raya, and the fact that you could take out is a raya. It's mutter, and the fact that Meniachas Ba'aretz, that you have to leave stones is a riot's usher. That kind of makes more sense. So. Okay, but yeah, but that then you have to change the girsa. The Gra has no problem with that. Okay, and the Gemara says, how about when you're clearing the large sticks and the small sticks off of Mayat Kain? Can you also do it on Challah Mayat? Okay, while you're doing this, so Ashkach. 26b2 Ashkach Tanatanei Malakit Adam Eitzim Asab Masoch Shleis Hagas Hagas Kedeshu Malakit Pidush Avere Being Dakim and Dakin, just like our Mishnah. He's allowed to do the large ones, just like he's allowed to do his Chaveri small ones. Bishvius Avaloi B'Mayed. You're allowed to do it Bishvius, but you're not allowed to do it B'Mayed because of Tircha Yesera. Okay, so the Gemara. The Gemara is going back now. Af ba vanim kain, which says you're allowed to gather in the original gezeira. Again, we said hagas hagas. Is it also permitted ba vanim? Which sounds like what? The Gemara wasn't gairus. It looks like the Gemara wasn't gairus avanim in our Mishnah. The Gemara is asking now, was that gezeira af ba vanim? And the Gemara says, "Ashkach Tani Af Ba Vanim." We have a Tana that says Af Ba Vanim. And just to sum up the whole inyan, the Gemara says, "Halev Yedeya Imla Ekel Imla Akalkalais." Only the heart knows if you're doing this for netting, if you're collecting for netting, or you're being perverse. You're doing shtick. Ekel and Akalkalais are a play on words. Ekel sounds like a calculus. What's the story with the netting? It actually comes from a story about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Menachem told over the story. Rabbi Akiva avat kishitase. Rabbi Akiva was doing as was his want, W-O-N-T, and because he used to be very makbid to make sure people were keeping shvius, he used to go out to fields and check. So he took that achraya seriously. Chamo chad ismar karma. He saw somebody was pruning his vineyard. Mamash an isha deraisa. Amr lei, lei saser. He said, it's Shemitah. What are you doing? Isn't it aser? Amr lei, laklin on my boy. No, I'm not doing it to prune. I'm doing it for, I need it for netting. So Rabbi Akiva Amr lei, Rabbi Akiva says, halev yedeya im le'ikol im la'akul koiles. Only your heart knows whether you need it for netting or whether you're doing shtick for perversity.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, Shkayach. Shlaimi's here also, but he probably fell asleep. Poor guy. Oh, he's awake. Oh, Shlaimi. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's not normal for you to be so quiet. Yeah. Okay. Are we, Shlaimi, are we learning?